Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The 15 members of the United Nations Security Council voted in late April on a resolution to ban nuclear weapons in space. 13 representatives voted for the resolution. China abstained, and just one, Russia, voted against it. On April 24th, Russia vetoed a resolution that would have reaffirmed the shared goal of all states on preventing an arms race in outer space and urged exploration and use of outer space for peaceful purposes, said Robert Wood, United States Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs.
It would have affirmed the obligations of all states parties to the Outer Space Treaty not to place any objects carrying nuclear weapons or any other kinds of weapons of mass destruction in orbit around Earth, a treaty that 115 countries have joined, including Russia and China. It would have also called on member states not to even develop nuclear weapons specifically designed for placement in orbit, and it would have reduced the risk of a nuclear detonation in space.
Russia's defense of the veto before the UN General Assembly consisted of a list of accusations against the United States and Western nations, including supposed plans to deploy weapons. Russia then presented its own resolution calling for a ban on the deployment of any weapons in outer space. Russia's resolution is designed to divide rather than unite member states, said Ambassador Wood.
Make no mistake, this is a diplomatic facade that hides Russia's true intentions. The truth is that Russia currently has several conventional anti-satellite weapons already in orbit, one of which it tested in 2019. Moreover, Russia has repeatedly threatened satellites for targeting with weapons to include commercial satellites.
Indeed, there is credible information that Russia is developing a new satellite carrying a nuclear device, said Ambassador Wood. Russia's actions cast significant doubt as to whether it will uphold its existing legal obligations under the Outer Space Treaty and raise concerns about what this could mean for international peace and security, said Ambassador Wood. This is why it is so critical for all of us to raise our voices today in support of the Outer Space Treaty and its clear prohibition on placing nuclear weapons in orbit.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.